It's Flathead Electric Co-op Friday, so it's apropos that we welcome Flathead Electric's Public Affairs Specialist, Courtney Stone. Good morning, Courtney.
Good morning.
Good to have you with us today.
Hi, Courtney. It's Robin here, too.
Hi, Robin. Great to hear your voice.
Well, thank you. Good to hear your voice. Let's get to know each other.
Well, beginning next Wednesday, it is another edition of the Northwest Montana Fair, and as per usual, Flathead Electric's involved.
That is true. You know, the fair has been around since 1902. I didn't know that until this week. So 120 years this year. The co-op's been around since 37, so that's 85. I was asking around this week at the co-op to find out how long our relationship with the fair has been. No one seems to know. If any listeners out there know, that'd be great fun fact. But it's been a very long time. As a not-for-profit cooperative that's owned by our members and our communities, it's just an excellent time for us to get out there and see what's happening, especially with the younger generations at the stock fair.
Well, we would be having a real hard time without what Flathead Electric does to keep the lights on.
Well, and at the fair too, right? The fair needs electricity, and I think we'll all have a lot of fun together at the fair. We've got quite a bit going on this year. Well, we'll have our electric funhouse booth at the fair this year. I don't know if you got a chance to check that out last year. It was the first year we did that, but it's sort of a carnival feel where big kids and little kids alike of all ages can ride the energy cycle bike. They can become a human generator. We can zap you with our static ball. I promise that's fun. And these are all really great ways to learn what electricity really is at an atomic level and how electrons flow, conductors, insulators, how important energy efficiency is. All of those things will be happening in the electric funhouse fair booth. And, of course, some prizes, too.
And it sounds a lot safer than the time when I was a kid. And my buddy said, here, take my hand. And he grabbed an electric fence, and I got the shock, you know. So it's good to know that there's safe ways of learning. And
you know, I'm beginning to think maybe I was a kid too soon.
You missed out on that.
I'm missing out on things like this. It's great.
I also have great memories of getting shocked by a fence with a blade of grass and my brothers. So, yes, this is a much safer way to learn about electricity than the electric fence model. So we'll have a lot of fun at the fair booth for sure. We'll also have our fairly new hydropower model, which is a little miniature dam with actual water running through it. You can check that out. Moms who are looking to get their holiday cards out of the way, these really overachievers in August, we're going to have our photo booth set up where the kids can take pictures of themselves as linemen up in the bucket, and they can get a bird's eye view on just how high up those linemen are working and how dangerous and important that work is to keep the lights on.
Oh, my gosh. That's virtual, though, right?
It is, well, it's virtual, but it's a photo booth, so you're actually kind of set up against the backdrop, so you get the feeling in the picture of how high you would be above Flathead Lake.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be up there by myself, for real.
Me neither. Scary. Those linemen are brave, for sure. You know, and then one other thing you could do, go ahead, sorry.
Well, I was going to say, I was watching, when I was a kid, I used to watch these guys climb the poles with the spikes on their, and the belt, and so I got one from Sears Roebuck, the kids model. And of course they were real smart when they did it. They made it so that the belt was shorter enough so it couldn't go around a pole.
Yeah. A sapling in your yard.
I did try doing that though later in life, and I realized just how hard that is on your legs to be climbing those poles with those spikes.
Yeah.
So I'm really glad they've got the lifts now.
Those guys are so strong. You know, they do still use that sort of equipment when they can't use the bucket trucks. I saw a lot of pictures. We recently had some flooding down in the Cook City, Silvergate area, and our guys were out there doing it the old-fashioned way for sure because the water was too high for the bucket trucks in places.
My dad was an electrician, and he had a set of those. I don't know if he ever had to use them or not.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, you got to have strong legs and strong ankles, I'll tell you, for
sure.
You
have spikes on them, right?
Yeah. Hey, Cardi, we diverted away from what you were talking about, so let's get back on subject here.
Well, that's all right, Bear. It's always fun to talk to you guys. The other thing I was going to mention that you could do with us at the fair this week is to get your ribeye raffle ticket.
You mentioned ribeye, and you all of a sudden got Robin's...
I love ribeye.
You've got his complete attention, so tell us about the ribeye raffle.
Yeah.
You know, we do a lot of fun events for the community at the co-op, but I think this is my favorite one on a personal level. It's really quite brilliant. For decades, the co-op has been supporting local 4-H and FFA clubs by purchasing stock each year at the fair, of course. But about not quite 10 years ago now, our recently retired co-op staff member, Ross Holter, had the idea, why are we, let me back up here. So we've always purchased the stock and donated the cuts ground up to the local food banks. And a few years ago, Ross Holter got to thinking, well, that's a fantastic thing to do, grinding up this meat and donating it to the food banks while supporting our kids at the fair. But it's such a shame to grind up all these ribeyes and T-bones. How can we make the situation better? And so the idea was eventually born that we would have a raffle, which became the ribeye raffle, and we would let people buy tickets for $1 each or six for $5 to take home about 60 one-inch thick premium ribeye and T-bone steaks, which at that, you really got your attention. So a whole freezer full, and that was valued a few years ago at over $500 per winter. I would think with current meat prices, it would be quite a bit more right now. But at any rate, we take all that money that is raised from the ticket sales, and we donate that to the food bank, too. That's, so the food bank is really winning there.
Yeah, that's a good deal, because they're having to buy more and more food because there just isn't the surplus right now from the grocery stores. So that's an excellent move on the part of Flathead Electric.
And I want to back up the train just a minute here, Courtney. Did you say Ross Holter retired?
I did say Ross Holter retired.
Now, he's too young for that. What's this all about?
You'll have to call him up and ask him. We definitely miss him in the office, but we're so happy for him.
You know, his family still owns the big radio station in Glasgow, Montana. So maybe he's going back into our business. What do you think, Robin?
Going back to spin a few discs?
Yeah.
As opposed to slipping one?
Yeah. I'll know who to call to come onto the radio station for us next to get Ross back on the air.
Yeah. Yeah, it's always fun to have him in, and we've kind of missed him, and I understand why he hasn't been back. He's not working there anymore. Darn.
How long was he there?
Long time.
You know, I don't know, but long time.
Okay. Yeah.
I think about 25, 30 years.
Okay. Accept that.
So have we sufficiently explained the ribeye raffle and how people can get tickets?
Yeah, I think just a reminder, they can get them at our fair booth. You can also get them if you walk into the Kalispell or Libby offices. And even better, you can purchase them online, flatheadelectric.com/ribeye raffle.
Okay, as I understand it then, this would be Flathead Electric bids on the 4-H beef out there. And out of that you buy in this auction, then that goes into this raffle. And is there still ground meat left out of this in addition to the ribeye and the steaks?
Yes. So the winner of the raffle will take home the premium steaks. But the food bank over the last few years has taken home altogether about 6,000 pounds of ground meat and over $30,000 in cash from the ribeye raffle.
Wow. That is excellent. Good work, Flathead Electric.
You know, and while we're on this subject here, I wanted if you could briefly tell us how Roundup for Safety is going. We just had an anniversary of that program.
Right. We're in our 25th year. Thanks for asking. I love Roundup so much. In July, members crossed the giving mark of $4.5 million over the last 25 years. And that is all members choosing to round up their bills to the nearest dollar each month. The co-op just administers the program, and an independent board considers the grants and hands out that money to nonprofits doing community safety projects.
I love to find situations where something small turns into something big. Just a small thing like a few cents on your electric bill can make the difference for the safety of all of us here in the Flathead.
Yeah.
I agree. It's one of the best parts about living in a small town.
Yeah.
It's like a dessert, one too often. Something small turning into something big.
We got Robin on a food thing here. We better shut that down quickly. Hey, you know what? I want to ask you about electric vehicles. Everybody's talking about it.
I'll do it.
One way or the other, I want to get your take on it, Courtney, right after this.
Confab Today is with Courtney Stone. She's the Flathead Electric Co-op Public Affairs Specialist, and you can't get much more public than the Northwest Montana Fair. You guys have heavy involvement in that every year, and we appreciate it. You've talked about the Electric Funhouse, the Ribeye Raffle. What else is going on with Flathead Electric out there?
Well, I think the other fun thing for members to check out at our booth this year will be our electric vehicle. We do have a Tesla that we let members take out to drive. We have the Tesla because we're doing research on how electric vehicles impact the grid. So that's kind of a fun perk for our members. While we're researching, they can drive this fun car. They can't drive it at the fair because that might be dangerous. Lots of kids running around with a fast car. But they can learn about where they can drive it next, and that'll be our next big event at the co-op, which is EV Day on September 29th, also at the fairgrounds.
Okay, but the fair isn't on then. You're just doing it.
No, it's just doing it, yeah. This is in September.
So will they be able to drive it at that event?
Yes, you will be able to sign up to drive that, and there'll be six or seven other EVs there. We'll have the Tesla, probably our Chevy Volt. We're expecting to have a 2022 Silverado there and a Ford Lightning.
Wow, so we're going to have some trucks too.
Yeah, well, those aren't guarantees, but that's what we're thinking is going to be there. There'll definitely be six or seven there to test drive.
Wow.
So we'll also be having a cookout for people to have lunch with us, and it's just a good opportunity. You know, there's a lot of questions about electric vehicles. We've got a lot of smart people in the Flatheads, and they have questions, and we'll have co-op staff there. We'll have EV enthusiasts, experts, people who in the Valley who own EVs will be there with their own electric vehicles to help answer some of those questions and talk about what the future is with EVs.
Okay,
it
now,
sure seems like it is the future. I mean, if you watch television, you don't see gas-powered cars being advertised anymore.
Well, you didn't see that at the Super Bowl, that's for sure. You know, the co-op doesn't take a position on EVs, whether they're good or bad, but we know that they're coming, and it's our job to get the grid ready, our grid ready, for their presence on them. So that's what this is all about.
Okay, now you do have charging stations out there at Flathead Electric Co-op. Are there any others around that are test stations that the co-op has?
We do have one in Libby also that the co-op has. There are a lot of charging stations in the Valley these days that aren't owned by the co-op. They're pay ones.
Right.
They're not for research purposes. And then, of course, people who own electric vehicles typically have the ability to charge them at their own homes.
Okay, now...
Yeah, let's take a moment and talk about that, because with the way the rate structure is, I had quite a conversation with that rascal Alan Ruby the other day at the Great Bear Festival, and he was explaining how all that works. And, you know, you can charge your vehicle in the middle of the night, and it doesn't cost much of anything.
It doesn't. It's actually a benefit to the entire membership, whether they have an EV or not. There's always that capacity on the grid, and no one's using it in the middle of the night. It actually makes things better for the co-op as a whole if we are having people charge their cars during that time frame. So a lot of this is about education. If you're going to have an EV, when to charge it. And that's beneficial both to you, because the rates are low then, right? And to the rest of the co-op. So that's kind of a complicated thing to get into on the radio, but we can get into it in depth at EV Day.
Okay. I'm glad you're not going to do it on the radio because it's complicated. But I was wondering about EV Day out there. People will be able to get a test drive. Is it just, you know, doing a loop there on the fairgrounds, or do you get out on the open road? How does that work?
What a great question. Yeah, you get to get out on the bypass there and really open up that EV within the speed limit, of course, and see how it feels, what that torque difference is. And then you bring it back around 93 to the fairgrounds.
Okay, because the acceleration on these things, they don't have gears. It's amazing that the torque is so good on them.
Yeah, that's what I hear. I've actually never driven one myself, so I'm looking forward to doing that at EV Day.
Okay, I was going to recommend that you be there September 29th. Is that the date?
That's right. We'll be at the fairgrounds at the Trade Center building specifically. We'll be there from 10 to 4. The cookout starts at 11. Come with your questions and come to have a good time with your co-op members.
Okay. Right. Well, Courtney, don't forget to sign up during the fair so that you're all ready to go.
Yeah. Let's circle back. Let's just circle back quickly about the fair. The big highlights you're going to have is this year's Northwest Montana Fair that starts next Wednesday.
It sure does, right. So you'll want to come see us at the Electric Funhouse booth and have all those good times there. You can get your ribeye raffle tickets from us. You can learn more about EV Day, and we can get you signed up for that. You can also sign up on our website at floodheadelectric.com/EVDay. And just in general, hang out with your co-op staff. Let us know how things are going for you. And we're so looking forward to seeing all of you at the fair.
All right. Courtney Stone, excellent, as always, thanks for a great conversation.
Great to hear from y'all. Have a wonderful day.